This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time as we pray for another spiritual awakening in America. Today we're going to be praying for the poor. We have a special guest on today from South Florida. We're also going to be praying for preachers. We have Rick Gentry here in the studio with me. And also we're going to be praying for Israel. Our Israeli correspondent, Debbie Braga, we'll have her on the phone. There's a lot happening in Israel with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that is heating up. And Deborah is going to be giving us a special report from Israel. And we have a lot to pray about today. So here we are, keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Today we're praying for the poor, as I said, for preachers, for Israel. And my longtime friend Dan West is going to be with me today. Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central, live from our studios in Austin, Texas, celebrating 50 years in the ministry. Remember, this program is going to be replayed this afternoon, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Let's pray, America. Hey, I want to remind you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNRadio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona Perchuka, and supportive of you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. It's going to be a great program today. Here on this Wednesday, we want to welcome some new churches and cities that are representing the Breakout Prayer Network. We now have, 963 cities, and we have, we have over 1,459 churches that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network. All you have to do to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network is go to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com. Right on the homepage there, there's a place for you to sign in and become one of our prayer partners, hundreds of prayer partners, over 1,400 now. Want to welcome some new cities, Mondovi, Wisconsin. Want to welcome Las Cruces, New Mexico, Stony Point, New York, Bernie, California, Winsted, Connecticut, Roswell, Georgia, Miamisburg, Ohio, York, Pennsylvania, and Ottawa, Tennessee, Bern, North Carolina. And some churches, want to welcome Crossville, First Free Will Baptist Church, Crossville, Tennessee. I want to welcome the Richfield House of Prayer in Richfield, Minnesota, Conrad Mission Church, Conrad, Montana. I'm sure it's cold up there. Roswell Presbyterian Church, Roswell, Georgia, and Grace and Peace Church in Toms River, New Jersey. Rick Gentry's here with me co-hosting today, and boy, it's been a cold night in... Not Georgia. I started to say Georgia. Cold night in Austin, Texas.
Well, it's great to be here. And yes, it has been cold. We're thankful for all the seasons. But want to say hello to everybody that's listening today. Sure appreciate you.
Well, it's good to have you on, Rick. And, of course, Rick is a basketball coach. Had a great big win last night. And his high school team here, the Austin Warriors, are undefeated. Talking a little basketball as we begin before we pray. I guess that's okay.
That's good.
And how long have you been a coach, Rick?
About 31 years.
Wow. And I don't know how many total games you've won. I don't know if you've kept up with that or not.
Well, it's a little over 700 now. Give God the credit first and then the players.
Yeah.
All the credit, because I've just been blessed to have wonderful players.
Yeah, you've had great players, but you're a great coach, and you not only coach them about basketball, you coach them about life, principles of living and life. And, you know, I just I think it's very, very important for you parents listening out there, or your grandparents, that it does matter who coaches your sons and daughters. They play a coach plays a major role in the life of a young person. I know you've had many young men, mostly all coaching young men, that have gone on to be make an incredible mark in life. And I know that a lot of the parents give you a lot of the credit. So it is important who coaches their sons and daughters, isn't it, Rick?
Well, I do think that's important. I mean, I feel that every time I'm with the kids, that I have a responsibility to also teach. And so I always say there's life after basketball. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to live it? And so I'm a part of that. And so I still keep up with a lot of my ex-players and check on them and see how they're doing, because they didn't see life after basketball when they were playing, but now they're living it, and so I hope I had a small little impact on them.
Yeah, yeah, and I know you have, and I think parents need to be alert when their sons or daughters are playing basketball. The attitude of the coach, you know, if he's losing his temper and if he's cursing, that's a bad example that can be impartation. We've never talked about that, but I think it's good to talk about it today.
Well, I do think that sports teaches us many, many things. And so I encourage you to push your kids in sports. I had a parent to call me a couple days ago, and they had a fifth grader. And they said, well, he doesn't really like losing. They'd lost a game or two there in the fifth grade, and they said, I think he's going to quit. I think that the parents should keep their kids in sports, and what they start, they should always finish, because it's so much bigger than basketball.
Yeah.
It's training and learning how to deal with a loss. And we know that winning's not everything, but it beats losing. But at the same time, we're going to lose sometimes.
Yeah.
And so you have to learn to handle that, go through that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. If anybody's living in the Austin area and Rick has a homeschool program. He has a homeschool teams, and he also has independent teams. Anybody in the Austin area, how would they contact you, Rick?
Well, they can email me at coachg@southaustinwarriors.com, or just call me at 214-918-8707.
And I think you have a website, don't you?
Yes, it's okay. SouthAustinWarriors.com.
SouthAustinWarriors.com. Rick's going to be back a little bit later, and we're going to be talking about Preaching Sunday, which is well underway now, and we have some information there. But right now, we want to introduce our special guest today, who has been a friend of mine now for over 30 years, and it's great to have with me today from Lake Worth, Florida, Dan West, who's the founder and director of Restoration Bridge, a nonprofit outreach to feed the poor there in South Florida. Dan attended Roberts Wesleyan College in North Chile, New York, Marion College in Marion, Indiana. He holds a master's degree of science from New Covenant International University. He formerly worked for General Motors as credit supervisor, served on the board and as business administrator for many years at Trinity Church International in Lake Worth, Florida, where Dr. Tom Peters was the pastor. In addition to serving as president of Restoration Bridge, he also serves as chaplain of the Palm Beach, Florida Sheriff's Office and oversees and conducts classes for 5 halfway homes. Dan West, I want to welcome you to the Wednesday Prayer Watch here on bpnradio.com. Good to have you.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be on the program.
And I have known you since 1987. That's a long time.
Yes, sir.
Good to call you my friend. And I'm so blessed to have so many friends in my life. And it's good to have you on today. I want you to talk to us about Restoration Bridge. You guys are doing an amazing work there. Maybe tell us how it got started and what you guys are in the process of doing.
Okay. First of all, I think the first prophetic word you gave was in 93 about distribution and warehouses and trucks coming and going. And in 95, there was another more extended word that God had given you. So, you know, that's 25 years ago.
That's a long time ago. I operate down on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. So I'm still giving those prophetic words, and You know, I just know that that brings us into the realm of nothing is impossible. So, well, wonderful. So how did this prophetic word lead into the start of Restoration Bridge? How did that all get started?
Correct. Well, it just started out of the need in the local church, and we had people bring in canned goods, knitted canned goods. Some had labels on, some didn't, but, you know, we were giving out just a couple hundred pounds a week at Trinity out of our pantry, and I got the first grocery store in 2000, and 2005 I received my determination letter from the government, and we gave away 200,000 pounds the first year. Last year we did over 3 million pounds of food.
How many? Did you say 3 million? 3 million. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, go ahead.
It's the Lord. You know, when I heard you gave us that word, it was nothing that I had aspired to, but really dreamed or had a vision of. But, you know, I love people. I love all people. And I just love to help. So it just flowed from there. It just continues to increase. Just some local stats. October, we did a report on our books, and we established that we are giving to over 20,000 individuals a week in Palm Beach County and surrounding areas. So, you know, that has to be the Lord, that kind of volume.
20,000 people a week.
20,000 individuals a week.
That's amazing. How much area does that cover? Is that just the Palm Beach County, or is there other areas?
We are expanded beyond Palm Beach County, but Palm Beach County itself is very needy. They have the rich and famous along the ocean, and Trump's having to stay over there, and just a lot of wealth over there. But you come east across the intercoastal, and you know, just almost like being in Haiti, some of the places. Mm. So some great poverty too.
It's amazing that could be happening in places that are near where the President of the United States lives. Of course, I've been in those areas many, many times. And how did your vision begin to feed the poor and reach out to the poor, the homeless, and those in need? How did that start?
Well, again, to the local church, and then going out beyond the four walls. You know, just something I wrote down, and we all know that the Church of Jesus Christ exists for the people outside the four walls. So, Trinity is, yes, sir.
So it started out of Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, but now you are. You are leading that separate parachurch ministry, and called Restoration Bridge, and you guys are feeding 20,000 people a week. And what else are you doing to reach out to the poor?
Well, we have two seniors Section 8 houses. We are out every week. This is something that's on my heart. There's some pantries that just give once a month, and I don't understand that. But we've been blessed and able to meet the needs of the people on a weekly basis. We have a soup kitchen in downtown Lake Worth that he gives to about 1,000 families a week. He gives away about 5,500 meals to people in the community. He has about 150 kids that during Christmas break, spring break, and during the summer have no food in their houses. So he provides two meals a day. That's 300 meals for those kids in the neighborhood. Hmm. It's just amazing to see that happen.
Yeah, it's amazing. So how many do they come to one place to get their food, or you distribute it to different locations?
They're just a one place for that soup kitchen. We've been involved with Belgrade. It's a migrant farming area, and we have five soup kitchens out there that we have been able to bless. So that's, I think there's over 60% unemployment out there in that area. So,
wow. So you're feeding a lot of homeless people.
Yes, we have eight different partners, including Trinity, that gives to about 130 homeless. They pick them up. They have showers. They have clothes and to change into, and an extra set to take home, a breakfast and lunch. And they get to sit and hear the gospel too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that Jesus talked about the poor quite a bit. I know he said if we give to the poor, if we help feed the poor, and whatever we give the poor, he said he's going to repay us. So I know that there's a lot of scriptures. I'm sure there's a lot of scriptures that you know that you quote concerning reaching out to the poor, to the homeless, to those in need. Quite a few scriptures there, aren't there, Dan?
Well, I love Isaiah 58, 6 through 11. This is a fast that I have ordained and ministered to widows and orphans, but just the benefits, the blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Said, our healing will come speedily.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11 says, we'll be like a well-watered garden, mm-hmm, flourishing in every area of our lives.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I know that some people that have regular jobs, have plenty of food to eat, and living in what we call a very prosperous America, the economy is very good. I think some people are wondering, why are so many people living on the streets? Why are so many people needing food? What is your response to that when they say things like that?
Well, it's a real need, and you know what we're doing is there's so much more out there to be done, and just it's interesting, some of the reason people come to the food pantry. I had one single mom that worked for the Palm Beach County School District, and she said she gets food from us, and in doing that, she's able to maintain a car and be able to put gas and insurance on the car, so she doesn't have to take public transportation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that probably people not only come for food, they probably come for some fellowship and maybe somebody that shares the love of Jesus with them. I know you have major opportunities to preach Christ to those that come for food, right?
Yes, we have a local church campus we use in West Palm Beach, and we're giving to about 600 families every Saturday morning. There's breakfast prepared for everybody that comes. We pray for the sick, which 6, 8, 10 people Saturday coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, people being healed, throat cancer, stage 4 cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We had a young Haitian lady, probably in her early 20s, that came from Haiti, and some witch doctors placed a curse on her, and her arm was all swollen and non-functional, and she tried medical help but couldn't get it. But our staff prayed and broke the power of that curse, and God healed her.
Mm.
She had a two-year-old in Haiti and had no money or no way to get him to the United States, and our team prayed, and within 2 weeks, that child was with her here in South Florida. So just people being filled with the Holy Spirit, deliverance is taking place. We just have an awesome time on Saturday morning.
Oh, that is great. You know, but Jesus, he set an example by having a gathering. He fed them as well as ministering to them. And I guess there's a major opportunity when you give express appreciation by sharing food with them. I'm sure that opens a door to be able to minister to these many, many people that are hungry there in Palm Beach County.
Yeah. We try to celebrate their lives when they come there, and we try to reach out and thank you for being here. We love you. You know, there's one couple that I approached recently that always there, always smiling, and asked how they were doing. They said, fine, but we've got two children. I've got a 38-year-old son with severe autism and a 24-year-old that has Down syndrome. So the mother was a caregiver, but yet they're joyful. They're there. They've got some food. So it's just really exciting to see what God is doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you... You're right on the cutting edge of what's happening. You have so many people migrating to America and coming up through Florida. I'm sure that you have a major opportunity not only to minister to Floridians who are citizens of that state, but many people come from other nations. So it's really an international ministry that you have there in Palm Beach County. How many, Dan? How many do you have? How many do you have working on your team? How many are they paid staff? You have volunteers. How many people are helping you?
Well, that's a good question. We had our annual report to come out 6 months ago, but we have 27,900 community hours given last year, and at $10. If we had to pay them $10 an hour, it would be $22,500 a month just to cover that expense. So we're so blessed because of quality people. We have a college here that has nursing students, and we get 6, 8, 10 a day coming in, and they love to give back. So they're blessed, and we are blessed.
Well, that would, if you had to pay them, that would be about $1.5 million if you had to pay them on an hourly wage. That's amazing. And how many pounds of food did you say you were giving away?
Well, last year it was a little over 3 million pounds of food, but through August we're up over 1 million pounds over last year. So it'll probably be another 1.5 million increase over last year.
Four and a half million pounds of food that you are giving away.
Right.
That is amazing. And so, are you free to name some of the companies that are providing food for the homeless?
Well, Trader Joe's is a national organization in the high end facility or store, and we get over 2 million pounds from them a year.
Trader Joe's,
and,
wow.
Trader Joe's. So they love to have murals and celebrate the people that are getting food in our area. So
wow, we salute Trader Joe's. Anybody else?
Yes. Just one other thing, and bragging on the Lord, August was our biggest month to date this year. We received 547,000 pounds in 1 month. A national food bank says that you can get 4 meals out of 1 pound. So, in essence, that 1 month we gave 2.2 million meals away.
Just in August alone.
That's right. The federal government says the food is worth $1.70 at the point we get it, and that generates over $928,000 we gave away in 1 month's time in August to the community. So.
Wow!
We love what God's doing in our midst.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. And so providing all of those meals, 4.5 million pounds, and the statistics are mind-boggling. Just 547,000 pounds of food distributed in the month of August. And you say 2.2 million meals in August?
That's what that 547,000 pounds would represent.
Feeding 20,000 people a week. Why is the homeless population and the hunger increasing in America when we're living in such a prosperous nation? How is that increasing? You know, they say that in Austin, Texas. Where I live, there's over 2,000 homeless people that live in the downtown sections of Austin, Texas. What is happening in America, Dan?
Well, drugs and alcohol. Palm Beach County has been noted for a lot of things. That's where the pilots trained for 9/11 in our area. Anthrax was first found here. They had a problem with the voting. The Chads were here, you know, all over the world. They've heard about Palm Beach County, but Palm Beach County has the highest per capita transitional housing or rehab centers than anywhere in the United States.
It's amazing. Of course, I've been going to Palm Beach County since 1987. It's amazing how beautiful it is, the beautiful ocean and the beauty, the trees and the flowers. And yet in the midst of all of that, people are addicted and people are coming there, I guess, because of one of the main reasons, because of the beauty, because of the ocean, because of the warm weather. And they're crowding into Palm Beach County, and it's real. It's not just a make believe situation. And I guess maybe the common Joe on the streets of America would think, well, the government is taking care of all this people, feeding them and housing them, giving them clothes. But that's not true, is it?
No. Well, I think there's going to be further decline in the economy. Just some of the signposts. There's a Wayne Heisinger his son Wayne Heisinger Jr. That family's worth $5.6 billion, and he lives in our area, and we've got a mutual friend. But he's talking about a major decline in the economy in the next year and a half. He's liquidating assets, but we have so much more to prepare for in Palm Beach County because of the need.
You know, I know many prophetic voices are saying that there is a major decline coming to America. And, of course, as that happens, that is going to increase the number of people that you're ministering there in Palm Beach County. And if you're in Belgrade, that's way outside of probably 40, 50 miles outside of West Palm Beach. In Palm Beach County, so it looks like God is expanding. What do you see as far as your expansion, Dan, for Restoration Bridge?
Well, we'd like to evolve something that one of our needs is a warehouse. We've been blessed; we have a facility now with about 15,000 square feet that we don't pay anything for. We have refrigeration, all provided. A Christian businessman. But we'd like to get into a facility about 75,000 square feet and develop a disaster relief organization and have showers, a soup kitchen, besides the warehouse for the pantry that goes on a daily basis.
Wow. Well, you're doing an amazing job. And if people wanted to get involved in helping you feed the poor, what you're doing in Palm Beach County, or maybe they would like to start something in their city or their local area, how can they contact you, Dan West?
Well, you go on our website, restorationbridge.com. But, you know, just to make one other comment about the goodness of God, you know, that $3 million last year, we did that all in the budget of less than $100,000. So, it's just amazing, God's provision and intervention. So, you know, with God, all things are possible. So I'm so thankful for you and you being obedient and giving those prophetic words that we use as a guideline. We haven't done anything to make it happen. It's been all the Lord that has brought this into our hands, and we just see so much more ahead of us. We're calling for more semi-loads on a weekly basis. So we have a waiting list of needy organizations. We have a couple of schools now that Title I schools that they have. The one Title I school has 500 students that have been separated from their families, living with neighbors and family members, extended family members. So we're so excited to be able to get them and send food home for them to have weekends and during holidays.
That you're talking about a public school system, right?
Yes, that's right.
Wow. You know, I think there's so many people, Dan, are unaware of what is happening in America, that the government's not taking care of everyone, and not even the school systems. You're helping supply food to some of those systems. And people, you know, when people are hungry, boy, it's difficult for them to function. It's difficult for them to study. It's difficult for them to operate. And so supplying food is a major service to people everywhere. And I trust that people that are listening to this program will catch the vision. You know, I don't know of very many churches, and I'm not casting aspersions on any congregation, that are involved in feeding the poor like you. I know there's a church in Wichita, Kansas, that they have a regular feeding program. They feed a few thousand, not as many as you do, but a few thousand every week. But I believe that the church needs to get involved in feeding their neighborhood, their city. Do you agree, Dan?
Yeah. Well, I think it's near and dear to the Father's heart. We talked recently about Romans 10, 9 and 10 being the criteria for us to go to heaven. But I believe Matthew 25:31-46 is not a typo. I mean, this is so close to God's heart, separating the sheep from the goats.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. And I know for a long time, Trinity Church International invited the homeless people actually to come into their services, provided showers and food and clothing, and they came right into the service. So that's a great commitment. That's showing the love of Jesus, right?
Right, and we were able to provide for Trinity's Project Hope, it's called. So we'd love to partner with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I encourage anybody that would like to partner with you or get more information about how they can have a feeding program in their ministry, their church, their neighborhood, their city, to contact you at restorationbridge.com, restorationbridge.com. Go to your website. And, of course, Dan, I've known you for a long time, and if people would meet you, they would know that you are not a man that is pushy. You're always willing to sit at the foot of the table. You have a very gentle and quiet spirit, but you have great compassion. And that's what, you know, we're going to have compassion for people, right? If we don't have, you know, the Bible said that Jesus looked on the multitudes, he had compassion. And I know, Dan, that you're a man of great compassion. You know, you're to a place where if you wanted to, you could retire. Go out on the back porch and sit in a rocking chair, but your ministry is expanding, growing because of your compassion. And I believe that God needs to rebaptize us with that heart of compassion for the lost, for the poor. And one way to reach out to the lost is showing the lost that we care. When people are hungry, it's very difficult for them to listen, but once they are fed, then we have an opportunity to minister the gospel to them, to share the love of Jesus, to pray for them for their healing, pray for their families. And, you know, it's heartbreaking to think that there's over 500 children that have been displaced from their families, I guess, coming across the border that you guys are feeding.
Right. Well, just catch-22, we send, or the school send a permission slip home to the parents to sign them. Get approval to send food home to them, and they're afraid to sign it because of immigration finding out. So it's just sad.
So the government can't respond because they do not provide the information because of the fear. Well, it's a major problem. More and more are coming across the border. It's evident, and that means that your opportunity to minister is going to grow and expand. And I believe it's going to expand beyond Palm Beach County. I believe that you're going to have other entities that you're going to be reaching out to. God is expanding it. And I remember at one time I saw your ministry loading food on airplanes and medical supplies, and I'm not sure exactly where those planes are going. But I believe that God is expanding you, Dan, because of your commitment, your compassion and your desire to be a blessing. And anybody that's listening that would like to help you or get more information, I want them to contact Dan West, W-E-S-T, Dan West, RestorationBridge.com, RestorationBridge.com. Dan, it's my pleasure. It's an honor to call you my friend and to have you be on the Wednesday Watch. You're on BPNRadio.com. You're on this November morning. And I want you to spend some time praying. I'll pray. I'll play some prayer music, and you pray for the poor. However the Holy Spirit leads you. You just feel you feel freedom, and we will set ourselves in agreement with you. Dan West, go for it.
Pastor, can I just share one of those scriptures?
Yes, you can. Go ahead. Absolutely.
1 Peter 4:7-11 in the Message Bible, you talk God's love. You know, that is so strong in the Message, talks about we need to love the Lord our God with all our heart. But the second part is in the Message Bible says we need to love each other like our life depended on it. Mm-hmm. So that is so powerful, and we need to take heart and take heed to that, I believe, Pastor.
I agree. Okay, you can pray, Dan.
Okay. Father, we give you praise. We just thank you that you love us so much. Father, we thank you. We get to partner with you and the ministry in South Florida here. And Father, these people in need are near and dear to your heart. Father, we ask you that you allow us to see them through your eyes, Lord. We just thank you that they are quality people, these people that we're have an honor to serve and minister to and love. They are creating your image and your likeness, Lord, and we just thank you that you wrote the days of their life in the book, and which means you planned for them. They're valuable. They're profitable. They have giftings and talents and abilities that nobody else has, and Father, we thank you for just ministering to them. We pray for encouragement. We just pray that the scales will fall off their eyes. They'll be able to see clearly their need. And Father, that they will run to you. Father, we just thank you for all this happening in Palm Beach County already. But we just believe that Palm Beach County will be the number one county for revival and people running to the Lord, coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Father, thank you for deliverance, Lord. It belongs to them. Thank you for the work of the cross, a completed redemption. You forgive all iniquities. You heal all our diseases. Redeem our life from destruction.
Yeah.
You crown us with your loving kindness and tender mercy. Father, we're talking about these that are in need. And Father, we just thank you for miracles day in and day out and these precious people. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. And Dan West, I set myself in agreement with you today. You're on BPNRadio.com, whether people are listening to the 10 a.m. Central Time program or 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Of course, that's 1 hour later on your East Coast. We just set ourselves in agreement for the poor and for those that are homeless, those that do not have sufficient food to eat. Even the children that have been misplaced from their parents, and so many needs, so many people out there addicted to drugs and alcohol, and the meth problem is growing, the opioid problem growing in America, and even people that are college graduates and once had lots of money have been forced out into the streets because of their addictions, some that have run away from home, whatever it may be. Even in the most beautiful place in the world, near the president's home of the United States, people are suffering. And, Lord, we need your help. We ask for your help for the poor, for the homeless, for those that are hungry. I pray that other people across America, around the world, that are listening to BPNRadio.com today will catch the vision. And they will say, I want to be involved. We can do this in our town. We can do this in our city. We can do this in our neighborhood. And help us not to buy in to the deception that because we live in a prosperous America, that everybody has sufficient food to eat every day. It's not happening. We just pray, oh God, that we will share what we have with those who are in need. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray for revival of the streets of West Palm Beach, Florida, Palm Amen. Beach County, Florida, and revival on the streets of our nation. In Jesus' name. Not everybody's going to come to church. Amen. It may be on the streets. And Lord, we just go out and minister to them and touch them. I speak a blessing upon Dan West and his ministry there, Restoration Bridge Ministries there in Palm Beach County, Florida. I pray that people go to restorationbridge.com, find out more about this ministry. And I know that Dan West is a man of God, and anybody that would donate to that ministry would be a good investment. So I just pray in Jesus' name your blessings upon Dan, Restoration Bridge Ministries, and restorationbridge.com if people want to go there. Blessings, Dan. Thank you, and I appreciate you being on today. This program will be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. That's 3 o'clock, and so forth and so on Eastern time. Good to have you on today, and we're going to keep track of what God is doing. Keep us posted what God is doing there in West Palm Beach County and surrounding areas, eventually surrounding cities and nations. God bless you. Thank you for being on, Dan.
Thank you so much. I've been so blessed. Thank you, Pastor.
Great job. God bless you. We got to remember these people. We got to remember the people out there. We cannot forget them. And I'm sure they're saying, remember me. Remember me. Here's Mark Schultz. Here on BPNRadio.com. We're going to get a report in just a few moments from Israel. See what's going on there.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
together is Mark Schultz. Remember, all the music heard on bpnradio.com mostly can be heard by going to iTunes. Good to have you listening in today.
This is Arana Kuchurka, and thank you for listening to bpnradio.com.
Good to have you listening today on bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Around the clock and around the globe we go. Thank you for investing into this ministry. We're very, very grateful, and we are waiting now. We are waiting now for a connection with Israel. We're going to try to get our Israeli correspondent on bpnradio.com. Going to see if we can get her on the telephone and see if she can talk to us and tell us what's going on there in Israel. So, okay, we're making a call and seeing how we can contact her, and if we can turn off the regular programming here, the music, that would be great, because we got two channels. Maybe Aliona can help us here, and yeah, I think we got that covered. Okay, see if we can get a hold of Debbie Braga from Israel. We are trying to get over right now so we can get some updates, some things that's going on in Israel, and it's good to have her available to talk to us on BPN. Debbie, are you there? Are you there, Debbie? Debbie Braga, are you there?
Shalom, yes.
Okay, good to have you on bpnradio.com. Good to have you as our Israeli correspondent. There's a lot of things happening in Israel, and we're getting some of it on bits and pieces on Fox News and other news networks. But you have your boots on the ground there. Tell us what's happening there in Israel concerning the conflict with the Palestinians. I know there's been a major resignation happening in the last day or two in the Israeli government. So give us an update. Good to have you on live here on BPN.
Okay. All right. There's a couple of things I do just want to say first. Remember, the first time I actually spoke on the radio, I had given some prayer requests. And so I just want to give an update on that. When I asked the people to pray for the sons of Abraham, the lost sons of Abraham, which are Ishmael, Esau, and then the six sons that are listed in Genesis 25, which is Zimran, Zokshan, Ishbak, Shua, Madan, and Midian, that I wanted to give an update and let everybody know, please continue, because this is working. The three countries that we have gotten word from that are having the fastest growing revivals in the world at this time are Indonesia, Iran, and Syria. Yes, and I had asked at that time, you know, that the Lord had said, please pray for Israel's enemies, okay? Mm. So Indonesia is descendants of Esau, okay? So, and Syria and Iran, we know why we need to pray for them. Mm. So I just want to encourage the people that have been praying with us for that. Please keep praying for that, because it is working, okay? I just wanted to mention that, give that a heads up. Also, I want to mention that four major prophecies have been fulfilled this year for the Messianic return. So please, you know, keep an eye on those things. One of the things was the red sky, which happened, and a perfect red heifer calf, which has not been born in Israel for hundreds of years, was born in September, ready for sacrifice. Mm. Those are biblical. The third one that is mystical is given by a rabbi back in 1933 was a snake emerging from the Wailing Wall. That happened October 31st, scared, you know, the daylights out of the people. They're praying. But and some people would say, okay, that's not biblical. That's fine. But you have to understand how people believe so that you know how to pray for them. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting out a call. I'm putting out a call to all the intercessors listening. Now, all of the religious Jews in Israel, because of the red sky, the red heifer, and the snake coming out of the wall, now are actually looking for the Messiah to come. Mm-hmm. They're expecting him to appear. Mm-hmm. So please pray for them that they will see the real Messiah. Okay, this is our time. This is our time to pray for the real Messiah to appear before to them before the Antichrist comes. Okay,
okay.
That done with the prayer request. Now, over 500 rockets were shot off on Monday. Israel should have retaliated. Okay, it was crazy here. Okay, some miracles that happened. Only one person was killed, and ironically, it was a person illegally living in Ashkelon who was a Palestinian from Hebron. And I'm never happy when somebody dies, so let me get me that straight. But the one person that died is a Palestinian who was killed by a Palestinian rocket. Okay, mm-hmm. So no Jewish people were killed. Now over 70 people are still in the hospital from injuries. So I'd ask everybody to please pray for those 70. Okay, that they will recover and be able to get out of the hospital. Okay, now all of Israel wants the IDF to go in. And something strange is going on. I don't know how to describe it. Netanyahu doesn't normally act this way. Okay, now just two weeks ago, they were doing drills on how to invade Iran in Cyrus, because Cyrus has the same landscape as Iran. So that was major. They were doing that. I mean, the planes were going back and forth. It was crazy. So there is evidently more going on behind the scenes than we know, okay? Because even Netanyahu said there's things that we know we cannot tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we're being sucked into a multi-faced war. You know, they're trying to pull us in.
Mm-hmm.
And they have now, in the missiles that were shot off on Monday, they now have proof that a number of them were Russian rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Russian. Okay. So mm-hmm. Russia is now supplying Hamas with rockets, for sure. Okay, so there's something going on behind the scenes. We really need to pray for the leadership of this country to know what to do.
Yeah.
Okay, the country is really angry. Avigdor Lieberman, a brilliant minister of defense, did resign today, and the whole country's in an uproar. They want to call for an early election and get Netanyahu out there because they're all ticked off that he didn't respond. But Netanyahu is a brilliant man. He's a very brilliant man, and mm-hmm. I there has to be some reason for it that we don't know, Dale, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So please pray for the leadership of Israel. The other great miracle that happened was the bus that was blown up. Right before the bus blew up, they had stopped stopped and loaded. Everybody had gotten off. It was 50 IDF soldiers and an Israeli Arab driver. All got safely off. Now, the driver actually passed out from shock as he's walking away from the bus blows up. Okay, do you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
he actually was taken to the hospital, and it was just really an anxiety attack. One soldier had minor scrapes to him, that's it, but it was a miracle, because if the missile had hit the bus even a minute sooner, 50 IDF soldiers would have been killed. Okay, that's a miracle.
Yeah.
I also want to give a shout out to a fact that about 3 weeks ago, another missile attack hit. One Ethiopian Jewish woman was able, in 42 seconds from the time the siren went off, she was able to go from her bedroom to her children's bedroom, get all three of her kids up, and get them to the bomb shelter, and as they shut the door, the house exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saved. And so we need people to keep praying for people for protection.
Yeah.
Okay, because this is divine. Everybody's calling her a Wonder Woman. They don't know how she did it. She doesn't even know how she did it. In 42 seconds, you get three kids at 2 a.m. sound asleep in bed, out of bed, and you get them all in the bomb shelter safely. It was a miracle. So miracles are happening. Miracles are happening to protect us. You know, why is it that out of 500 rockets, only one kills somebody, and it's a Palestinian that it kills? Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just miraculous, really. Okay. So we just need to pray. But it's really got everybody in a turmoil. Everybody here is upset. They want the IDF and go in to clean up Gaza. They're sick and tired of it. The people in the South, I live in the North, okay, but they're in the South. They're suffering from PTSD, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. They're having issues with the children, and they even closed the schools this week for the rest of the week because of it. So please pray for these families and these children, and do pray for the wisdom of the leadership of Israel to know what to do. They have this country considers President Trump the best friend we've had, you know, since President Nixon saved Israel back, you know, when. Mm-hmm. So please pray. President Trump, by the way, has a current approval rating of 80% in this country, and that's big.
That is big. That is, it's amazing, Debbie, that he has that kind of approval rating. Tell me, I'm going to have you to pray in just a moment. Thank you for being our Israeli correspondent here on BPNradio.com, and we just have so many reports coming to America, conflicting reports, but we are praying for Israel. We are praying for President Benjamin Netanyahu. We believe he's a man of God, a man that's chosen Israel. We're going to continue to pray there and pray the hedge of protection over Israel, and it seems like there's some miracles happening. What is the living in a continuous state of war, conflict? How are your neighbors, how are the citizens handling that day after day and night after night? Is there a spirit of fear on the nation? What's going on? What's the atmosphere like?
They're used to it. They're used to it. It's an everyday occurrence to them. They have lived through, like my landlord, they have lived through all of the wars. And so, you know, they now know how to ignore it. And are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I heard three beeps, and I didn't know if I got clicked off.
You're still with me.
Okay. Anyway, you know, it's just a normal occurrence. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's just a normal thing. Mm-hmm. The only difference is you know, they come out with a few things extra on the shelves that they normally don't have. Mm-hmm. You know, like this week they came out and they had shelf milk, you know, in the dairy section. And, you know, a few things like that, you'll notice, you know, that they'll have available for you, you know, so that you can, you know, mm-hmm. put them in your, you know, in your shelter. Wow. I'm sitting in my bomb shelter right now.
Oh, my.
My bomb shelter is only 6 feet from my bed, so it's not an issue. But, you know, it is normal. It's just like an underlying current you feel. Right now, I have my prayer partners and I both all feel that something major is in the works, mm-hmm. something more than what they're telling us.
Yeah.
There's something major going on. Iran had said because of America putting sanctions on them, they're going to start attacking U.S. military outposts, and they're going to start attacking Israel outposts.
Mm-hmm.
So please, you know, do keep that in mind. You can't take those lunatics, for granted that they're not mm-hmm. going to do it, okay? Mm-hmm. And so we need to be alert and praying for even the American soldiers, okay?
Yes.
That they need to be kept safe.
Yes.
So, you know, that's what's going on. I mean, it's just like an undercurrent, but it's really sort of sad in a way. They're just so used to it.
Mm-hmm.
They're so used to it that, you know, you don't really hear it talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like an undercurrent, like a stillness over mm-hmm. the village. You know, you feel mm-hmm. a strange stillness, and they would just rather the IDF go in and clean house. They would mm-hmm. just rather it happen
mm-hmm.
because they believe the IDF can kick anybody's mm-hmm. butt. You know, they feel like it. And the IDF has to believe that they are the greatest army in their world, or else they can't do what they do.
Yeah.
So you talk to the IDF soldiers and you say, oh, are you glad America supports you now? Oh, well, we don't need them. You know, if they support us, fine. If not, it doesn't matter.
The great military in Israel, but I'm glad that America's involved. I believe, Debbie, we're living in the last days. I believe that, you know, the Bible talks about the bear coming, which is which represents Russia. And, of course, we know that Iran and Turkey and all of those. So Hamas is not by themselves in their opposition of Israel. They're surrounding Israel. And I'm glad that you have boots on the ground and you keep yourself safe. I want you to pray.
Well, can I,
Yeah, I know.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah, one more
thing. They do have five now, five full Russian military bases in Syria.
Wow.
And they have the intelligence has proven that the Hezbollah in Lebanon was given advanced guidance systems for their missiles so that they can reach all the way in, you know, all of Israel. So, yes, we need that prayed over. So
it's,
you want me to lead a prayer over all of it?
It is close. Debbie, you're up front there with information, and we are praying for Israel. And I wanted to get a firsthand report. Because I know that Benjamin Netanyahu, he needs wisdom. He has our prayer support, and I'm so thankful that Donald J. Trump has an 80% approval rating in Israel. You're not hearing about that in America. Debbie, I want you to pray because we're running out of time. And when you get through praying, I'm going to play the Jewish national anthem and the Israeli national anthem. And I'll be back with you and keep us posted on what's happening. But close us out with prayer, if you will.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are the God of Israel. Lord God, you're the God of Israel, and we thank you for President Trump and that his leadership has taken America back into being your country as well. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for these powerful leaders, and we just pray for your wisdom to flow from your throne room right into President Trump. And Lord, strengthen him, Lord, in everything he does. Lord, strengthen Netanyahu, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that Asa House shall not prevail against the righteous leaders doing the right thing. So I pray for your righteous to prevail in what's left of the elections in the United States and what's going on here, Lord. I pray for your hand, Lord God, your hand to be moved, Lord, and mightily, and Lord, that your prophecies will be fulfilled, and at the same time, lives will be protected, and most importantly, people will see you. People will see Yeshua, and they will see Jesus for who he is. That's what we ask for a revival, Lord, to sweep through this both of these lands right now in
Jesus'
name.
Amen and amen. Bye. Amen. Thank you, Debbie, all the way reporting from Israel. Thank you for being our correspondent there. And keep us posted. We'll be talking to you again real soon. I'm playing right now the Israeli national anthem. So God bless you. And we are praying for Israel. We're praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Keep safe there. God bless you. Hey, I want to remind you to listen to bpnradio.com. Your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time here on bpnradio.com. Remember, this program is going to be replayed. It's going to be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. That is Austin, Texas time. And, of course, in Israel, it's 7 hours later. Good to have you listening. Thank you for supporting the Breakout Prayer Network. We're very, very grateful and very, very thankful for your financial support. Everybody's got to have, every ministry's got to have some financial support, and we're thankful. And you can support this ministry on a regular basis, a monthly basis, or a one-time gift by going to bpnradio.com. It's our website, bpnradio.com. Click on the donate button. When you get to the donate button, you can use your PayPal credit card or debit card. It'll come up PayPal, but you can also use your credit card, debit card. If you want to be a monthly partner, there's a little box to click there. We need monthly partners. And if you want to send a check, if you want to do it old school, you can do that by sending and making your check payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And today we are praying for, go back to, all that information is on our website, bpnradio.com. Just click on the donate button. You know, we are having on bpnradio.com, we have these different guests on. We share our microphone. so that we could pray. And today we're praying for the poor. We're praying for Israel. So when we're calling America to pray, we're not just calling America to pray for a revival or another spiritual awakening, which we so desperately need, but we're praying for different needs. And right now we're praying for preachers. You know, it's good to have my son Rick Gentry, who's giving oversight to Marketplace Saturday and preaching Sunday. And, you know, there is a tremendous need for preachers. The Bible said, how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And who's going to send them? And I know that there are so many local churches in America that are not sending any preachers out to pastor churches or to preach. And so who is in the operation of doing it? Well, Breakout Radio Church, which you can hear every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. on bpnradio.com, and then every weekday, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., we desire to send preachers out. And bpnradio.com desires to give preachers an opportunity to preach. And it's not just a one-time preaching opportunity we are giving. We are giving weekly opportunities for people to preach the gospel. You know, an Assemblies of God pastor recently told me just the past few days. He said our state leader in the state of Oklahoma told us that there are more pastors 70 years and older in the state of Oklahoma, Assemblies of God pastors, than there are 30 and under. That's amazing. There are more over 70 years of age than there are under 30 years of age. He also said, another startling statistic, he also said there are more pastors in Assemblies of God pastors in Oklahoma. This would probably be comparable to maybe the Southern Baptists or others. There are more pastors over 60 years of age in the state of Oklahoma than there are 40 years and under. That's amazing, isn't it, Rick? It's quite unbelievable that there is a dearth in this nation, and I believe over the earth, there is a dearth of preachers and pastors. And so many young men and women are not going into the ministry. They are choosing another vocation. And I believe we can even be bivocational. I don't have anything contrary to say about a pastor or preacher maybe being a basketball coach or being an engineer or a politician. But we need preachers. We need pastors. And what are we going to do about it, Rick Gentry? You're giving oversight to Preaching Sunday. What can we do here on bpnradio.com to help?
Well, you do have a great opportunity, and I think we're the only radio station in the nation that gives this kind of opportunity. So a lot of it is just maybe you praying about it and seeing yourself as a preacher, even though you may be a doctor, a lawyer, construction worker. You may own your own business, but you also have the opportunity to preach. And so contact me, Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com, or text or call me at 214-918-8707. I'd love to hear from you, just talk with you about it. And we can have you preaching every week. And so you're going to, when you hear this, you're going to, first of all, probably the first thing on your mind and that you're going to say to yourself is, I don't have any time. But I'm just praying that that God gives you time and that you prioritize your week in a way that you can share the word with people and help people, because that's one of the things that that I know that we're so busy that we forget what we're called to do, and that's to help and love one another.
Mm-hmm. You know, I agree. And I just believe that some of you that may be listening today on this program, or maybe even the podcast that'll be posted a little bit later on, I believe there's some of you have a call to preach, and there's some people say, "Well, I just don't know. I have the time or effort to do that." Well, it does take time. It does take effort. Anything worthwhile takes time and effort. And of course, we do ask everyone that preaches on bpnradio.com to give a donation every month, because someone told me years ago, nothing is free. And so, we have to pay for the microphones and all the equipment. It takes a lot of money. We have we have full-time employees, we have part-time employees. It takes a lot of money to give oversight to what we're doing. And so we ask everyone that preaches to give a donation. We are a nonprofit station, so we do not charge a certain amount, but we ask everyone to give a monthly contribution, which I believe is the least you could do. And you say, "Well, I just have this great passion to preach, but I don't have the money." What if people don't have the money? What could they do, Rick?
Well, you can ask someone to give into your vision, your ministry.
Yeah.
And all of us have to have partners. And Pastor Bob Nichols used to say, "Partners catch more fish."
Yeah.
Well, there's some big fish if you're ready to cast your rod out there and ask. You have not because you ask not. So I think, again, when you hear something like this, we're going to give a donation, give an offering, you talk yourself out of it. Again, you got a full court press from Satan on you where you just are saying, "Oh, I'm trapped, I'm giving up, I'm going to lose the game." But you can just keep going. And so I would say that there's a lot of people out there that would love to help people with their vision. And so I would also want to add that if you'd like to sponsor a preacher, then please contact me as well. Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. Just send me an email and say, "Hey, I'd like to be on that team. I'd like to be on the Preaching Sunday team of helping people preach."
Yeah.
And, what's going to happen is, as we are losing a lot of preachers and people are not called, and also people that are in the ministry as pastors are dropping like flies. So we've got to pick up the slack. And we've got to start winning again. Losing's no fun, but winning is great. And how you win is you help someone else, but also you're helping yourself.
Yeah.
And so everybody wins. So we're asking you for us. My dad had this vision for Preaching Sunday, and we have not talked about the vision or dreamed about the vision only. We have put it into action, but now we need our team to grow. We need more partners. We want to catch more fish, and we want to grow our team and give people an opportunity to preach. So we don't want a small offering, monthly offering, to get in the way of the vision that people have. So let's all work together. You've got a center and you've got a quarterback, and the center is very important and the quarterback's very important. So we need to deliver the ball, and we need some people that would help someone to be able to have the opportunity to preach every Sunday on bpnradio.com.
I know. Thank you, Rick. I know that, I know there are some guys, some people out there that are waiting to preach, but they do not have the finances. We have a young couple from Houston, Texas, who are, they're bilingual, and I've heard them preach on their Facebook page. They would like to be on, but they're just a young couple, and they're just starting a church, and we don't have any Spanish preachers on bpnradio.com. If somebody would like to sponsor this couple, this worthy couple whom I have met and I've been highly recommend. One of them preaches in Spanish and the other one interprets. They would like to be on Preaching Sunday every Sunday. And if you would like to sponsor them, you can give Rick Gentry a call. And Rick, give some information about how they can contact you if they'd like to sponsor this couple or sponsor a young preacher or sponsor someone that that may not be able to have any money to start with. It's very minimal, but it is a contribution that we ask for, a donation. How can they contact and talk to you about it, Rick?
Well, I'll give you that information gladly, but I would also like to say that we're worldwide. Anybody that has internet can listen to bpnradio.com.
That's right.
So if you're at your church, I feel like we'd be an incredible mission-based ministry. You know, take it out of your missions. A lot of people go to go overseas, and they build a well. They do a lot of great things. We definitely love the everybody's getting food and clean water, but they're going to one town, and bpnradio.com is reaching the whole world.
Yeah.
And so I want us to kind of get our head around that for a moment.
Yeah.
We're not going to one town. We're worldwide, so anybody has internet can listen. So I think we are doing a great mission work as we have at least seven nations that we know of that we're that are listening, supporting BPNradio.com. But if you want to contact me, Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com, or text or call me at 214-918-8707. And we're here in Austin, Texas, in the great state of Texas, and we'd like to also ask you to pray for Texas, not just the nation and the world, but Texas right now. We have a lot of people coming here, and we have a lot of ministry to give. And I did want to mention, I have a nephew that's in Thousand Oaks, California right now that said the fires have completely surrounded his house now. He worked for 10 years to buy this house, and he just moved his family, his wife and his four kids, into this home a month ago. And now he's got this, but he says he's at peace, but the fires have surrounded him. And so, but there's a lot of great people that are putting out the fires, but we believe that that the fires are going to be put out, and that people are that have been devastated out there. So if you're having a bad day, just think about California.
Think about California. You know, I think there's been over like 500. The statistics are just mind-boggling. I mean, Paradise, California is completely gone. People losing their homes. And let's pray for your nephew, Timothy Hensley, and his family. I know that, I was just visiting with him just a few days ago before he went back to California. And we have a lot of listeners in California. We're going to stop and pray for you right now. Father, we set ourselves in agreement. Rick and I set ourselves in agreement with our listening audience all across America, around the world, praying for California, the golden state that is on fire. And hundreds of thousands of people have been affected. There's over 200 people still missing. The fires there in California are just, it's a devastating thing. And all the people that have lost loved ones, lost their property. And Lord, we just pray Psalms 91 over the state of California. As the California governor is calling on the National Guard to help search for victims of the deadly wildfires that are ravaging regions across the state, at least 50 people have died in the flames, and more are missing. And the campfire alone in Northern California scorched at least 130,000 acres. We pray for them. We pray for these firefighters. I know there's firefighters leaving Texas and going there. And then, of course, the fires that are coming close to Thousand Oaks, and the fires, the flames near Malibu. Oh, my goodness. And I know that firefighters are carrying out an aerial assault on the Woolsey Fire, which has killed people. And The week-long blaze in Ventura, Los Angeles counties have devastated an area about the size of Denver. And of course, as we mentioned, in the town in the north, Paradise, California, is gone. Hundreds of people unaccounted for, friends and relatives of the missing, have been calling hospital shelters, even the coroner's office, in search of their loved ones. And it's just, there's a message board at a shelter filled with photos of the missing. It's unbelievable what is going on there. And this is, of course, is not just the first wildfire in California. They have been deluged and with fires. More than 8,000 structures and 340 square miles of land have been burned there in the Southern California area. So we pray for your nephew Rick, you and Ruth's nephew Timothy Hensley, and all of the others. We have a lot of listeners in California. Our hearts go out to you, and we are praying for you here at bpnradio.com. And of course, our news director, Delvin Kinzer, our award-winning news director, he'll be on as soon as this program is over, and he's going to give you up-to-date news of what is going on. So we pray for you. We also pray for some individual needs. Our friend and associate pastor at Gateway Church in Roslyn, New Mexico, Gary Pack, is having kidney failures. He's been in critical condition in a hospital in Albuquerque. Please pray for Gary. Please pray for Easy Jones, pastor at Epicenter in Sugar Land, Texas, been diagnosed with cancer. He's facing chemotherapy and surgery. My two pastors, one in Fort Worth, Pastor Bob Nichols, and Pastor Bill Hart in Austin, Texas, both recovering. And we need to pray for my nephew, Brandon Berry, who needs a heart transplant, about 35 years old. There's a lot of needs. And Father, we just pray right now for these needs and every need that is represented here on bpnradio.com. In the name of Jesus, we pray for these individual needs. We pray for Israel, your hedge of protection. We pray for the poor, the homeless, the hungry. We pray in Jesus' name as well for preachers to preach the gospel across this nation and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Don't forget, Delvin Kinzer is next with the news. Roy Beard is on at 11:55 if you're listening to this broadcast live here at bpnradio.com on this Wednesday morning. Don't forget, at noontime, the Trinity Christian Center, Forestville, Louisiana, Dr. David Yvonne Remedios will be leading corporate prayer at noon, and then Callie Hargraves is back at 1 o'clock, and Callie will be leading the Warrior Women. And I'm sure that there's information concerning her conference that's coming up this Friday, I believe Thursday and Friday and Saturday. They're in Baytown, Texas. We are here to be a blessing tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Remember, we have special broadcasting many times during the day, but especially at 10 a.m. every morning on bpnradio.com. And tomorrow morning, Allison Kieber will be on with Prophetic Thursday. She'll also be on Facebook Live on Dale Gentry, Dale W. Gentry Facebook pages. And then, of course, on Friday morning, Rhonda Kinzer is on with Friday Intercession Time. She'll be on Facebook Live as well on Dale Gentry and Dale W. Gentry sites. Don't forget, Dale Allison, who's been our financial consultant and our government consultant, making sure that we are in divine order here at Breakout Ministries and Breakout Prayer Network and bpnradio.com. He hosts the Storm Watch every Friday, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And if you want to get all of the updated information, you go to our podcast, bpnradio.com, and click on podcast, and then go to the BPN interviews, and you're going to get all of the information, invaluable information, that Dale Allison has there from the state of Georgia. It's been a great day. Continue to listen. This program will be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. The news is next on bpnradio.com as we continue to pray for revivals in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
I am longing. this dry and weary land, so many people drifting away, how we need to understand, you're still
is God. Be still and know that He is holy. Be still, O restless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is faithful. Consider all that He has done. Stand in awe and be amazed, and know that He will never change. Be still. Be still and know. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. Be still. Be speechless. Be still and know that He is God. Our Father, come rest your head upon His breast. Listen to the rhythm of His unfailing heart of love, beating for His little ones, calling each of us to come.
If tomorrow I woke up and this dream wasn't here, and if I walked out on the stage and no one began to cheer, if the spotlight that I'm in should fade then disappear into the blue, and if our new song's on the chart all began to fall, and there is no more acclaim or gold records on the wall, and if no one wants to come and hear us sing at all, I'll sing for you. I'll sing for you in the kitchen. Strum your old guitar like we did when times were tough and love was hard. Oh, we never ever dreamed we'd get this far. When the star that shines on me has packed its dust and gone and found somebody new, cast its magic on, and all that I have left is just this simple song I'll sing for you. Thank you. like we did when times were tough and love was strong. Oh, we never ever dreamed we'd get this far. If tomorrow I woke up and this dream wasn't here, and if I walked out on the stage and no one began to cheer, if the spotlight that I'm in should fade then disappear, I'll sing for you.
I lift my hands and